Okay, so we're moving along. Oh, got it. Okay. I'm just going to get started. So, okay, so we're doing Gallus. So we have another Limud. Okay. So the Limud is Bivli Das. So it says, if you kill, you go to Gallus, if you kill someone, it's on a Zainam Abbas, like the 10th line. If you kill someone, Bivli Das, without knowledge, without intent, something like that. So what does it mean? Prat Lemiskave. It excludes, if you kill, with intent, with kavona. So it says, Miskave, Pshita. Of course, Barkatalu. Of course, if you kill with intent, you don't go to Gallus, you're Barkatalu, you have Misa. So Marav, Prat Lemiskave, Largas, Behemav, Hargas, Adam. Rikusi, Vargas, Jolam, Nefar, Mekayama. So it says, it's excluding a case is if you're trying to kill an animal and you kill a person, or if you're trying to kill a guy and you kill a Jew, right? Or if you're trying to kill a baby who's like going to die, or someone who's going to die, and you kill a healthy person. So in those cases, not if you try. If you try, right. So it's like, so you're shogeg vis-a-vis the person. Let's take the animal case. It's the easiest one, I think, to think about. Is, let's say you're trying to kill an animal, you're hunting. So you're trying to kill an animal, a deer, right? And then you kill a person, right? You miss, and you kill a person. So you would think that's shogeg. And you'd be chayev. So it's teaching you now. You're not chayev. Okay, you're not chayev. Because Miskavin, Bivli Das, excludes Miskavin. Same exact case, if you intended to kill a guy, so if you kill a guy, you don't go to Gallus. You're not Chayav Misa and Basman. But if you intend to kill a guy and then you end up killing a Jew, I would say, look, it's Shogeg, because you intend, So it's easy, it's not considered Shogeg. You don't go to Gallus for that. And same thing with, like, trying to kill a person who's going to die. Like on their deathbed or whatever, has some sort of on the verge of death. If you end up killing a regular person, so I'd say it's a chayiv. No. Presumably, is it a korban onus or korban mezid? That type of distinction. Right, on the surface, it's like a mezid. It's not bivli das. Bivli das is saying it's like you do it by accident without knowing. This is like, in a certain sense, it's like sort of mezid. Because, right? You are trying to kill somebody, right? So the question is, what's the hamina? What's the maskana? Read around. Listen to this. It says this is Vav Yud. Asone shaharag b'shkaga. These are interesting, anyways. It's good to know these. We're going to come upon these. So asone who kills b'shkaga ain't a niklat. There's no word niklat. If you hate the guy, okay, it's like almost like, come on, it wasn't really shogeg. Shnemar v'hu lo yevlo cheskaso shukar v'mezer. It's a chazaka. That if you kill your enemy, it's scarlet message. It's an assumption. Come on, it wasn't really sure. The guy you hated means you didn't speak to him for 3 days because you hate him. Because you're angry at him. I guess, just because you're a little angry, whatever, one day, or I guess it means you're in his area, and you don't talk to him for 3 days. It's interesting. It's like, I guess you say, like a normal type of like dispute. Settles after a day or two. There's such a thing as you're angry at a guy. But like, what are you doing? I talk to him forever. So after a few days, it just, blows over. You run the course of your emotions and you realize it's stupid. What am I doing? I'll talk to him. But it's saying once you go 3 days, it means like it's already like setting up like a pattern or something, It's like, that's it. We don't talk. So that's already like, now I already want to kill him. It's funny. It's like, it's pretty steep, you don't tell me 3 days, and all of a sudden we say it's Carl Mazer and you're killing him. Okay, fine. Then he says, "V'chenim nichnas l'karen zavus mitzvah shel mishkaga." Also, if you enter into a corner and you kill him there, mishkaga, right? The guy's in the corner, and you like make your way into the corner and accidentally kill him. Osha dachvo begufo, if you push him with your body. Osha neskavin lizrok shleim mizorak arba, if you try to throw, let's say, a rock, 2 amas, and it turns out it hits the guy, he's 4 amas away. Oops. Right, if you're trying to throw it, right? Just you misjudge the distance. Oshalal daita shematil harag, or if you think that it's motor to kill. Oshin eskavin harag ezevar. So you try to kill one guy and kill another guy. Afin eskavin harag ezgoy or behema. Even if you're trying to kill a guy or an animal, then this is Yisrael. All these cases are Karvel Mezer and there's no Galus. Okay, so they're all Karvel Mezer. So he puts them together if you try to kill somebody else or if you kill or trying to kill an animal. But I'm just saying is that it could be the Havim, is it would only be that you'd be chayev by the animal case, not by the case where you're trying to kill one guy and you kill another guy, Yisrael. Because that's even Machlokas Rishonim, whether you get Malkas, whether you get chayev Misa for that. That's at the beginning of Perek Dalet, and that's it. There's no question. Yeah. Okay, fine. So, whatever the case. So, the question is, so again, Havimina would be you're trying to kill an animal, kill a person. Chayev Galus? Maskana, no, you're not. So, let's just try to define that. Okay, good. So, Yaakov is making a point. On the surface of Havimina, makes good sense. There's nothing wrong with killing an animal. Because that's the easier case. I mean, a guy, you'll say whatever, but an animal. There's no one killing an animal. So, you're killing an animal. Okay, you're trying to kill an animal. Right? Now you're killing an animal. Now you end up missing and killing a person. So isn't that shogeg? Right? Why is that not like a regular shogeg? And how could you... What's the difference? So you're trying to kill an animal. Big deal. What does that change anything? Right? So that's you understand what's on. Another case of shogeg is you're trying to lower a bucket and by accident it slips and it falls on the person and kills him. That's the normal case. With this case, you're not just lowering a bucket, you're trying to kill an animal. So what's the difference? Trying to lower a bucket, trying to kill an animal. Either way, you're not trying to kill a person. You're doing something else, and you messed up, and you ended up killing a person. Just to coin these terms, is just to help us talk here. It's just in English. I mean, there's the shogeg, there's Karvel Mezer, and there's an onus, right? So maybe let's just call it, just for the sake of, using English terms to know what we're talking about. Is this like accident? It'll be like onus. Then we'll call it reckless, is like Karvel, is like Mezer. And then negligence we'll call shogeg. And it seems like a pretty good way to write those words, kind of have that connotation, right? Accident means it's a fluke, it's an accident, right? Negligence means that you were, it's true, it's accidental, but you're negligent. And reckless is like totally, it's not just negligent, it's like you're reckless, you're out of, it's like unexcusable. So, I don't know. The words, obviously the words don't encapsulate everything because they're sigis about all these things. So, you can't just have one word to encapsulate it. But, fine. So, so the question I'm saying is, it seemed to be, you have to say, those are givens. Karvel Mezer, you don't go to Galus. Right? Shogeg, honestly, you don't go to Galus, only shogeg. So, the question seemed to be, does this come under the category of shogeg or not? So, it seemed to be, you have to get into the particulars of if you're trying to kill an animal, you kill a person. Is it defined as a shogeg or not? Is it defined as Karvel Mezer or not? So just to review the previous step in the Gemara, okay? The previous step in the Gemara is Omer Mutter. Right? It says Prat LeMezer. Right? It's excluding in case of Mezer. So it says Mezer. You have to exclude Mezer from Shogeg from Galus? Of course Mezer doesn't get Galus. So Gemara says it means Omer Mutter. So what does Omer Mutter mean? It means you're trying to kill, right, a person, a Jew, but you thought you're allowed to. So you're allowed to. Right? So you might say that's considered shogeg, because you're shogeg on the avera, on the avera of Ritzicha, right? Shogeg vis-a-vis that avera. So kamash malon, no, it's not shogeg, because shogeg is not only on the lav and the avera of Ritzicha, but shogeg is on the institution of murder. Right? There's an idea of murdering a person. There's an idea of there's an action of murder, so even though you're a shogeg on the avera, you're not a shogeg on the murder, on the ritzicha, right? And that's what you'd say. That's what's teaching you, is that the shkaga has to extend not only to the iser in the Torah, like it normally goes, but it's on the murder itself. Ritzicha is like a human crime outside of the technical iser. So the din shogeg has to be in the murder. It's to be a murder of Rishkaga, not just the iser of Rishkaga. So Omer Mutter, you're not a rotzeach Rishkaga. You murdered on purpose. It's just you're an avarian Rishkaga. But it's saying that's not our miklutz. Our miklutz for rotzeach Rishkaga. The gavra has to be the shkaga has to relate to the murder, to the ritzicha, not only to the technical lav of los hirtzach, right? That's what he said there. Okay, so it's like defining the scope of the shkaga. coming here is, but here, the murder is Bishkaga.
Yeah.
Because you are not doing Ritzicha. You were killing an animal. That's not Ritzicha.
Yeah.
So therefore, you should be Chayiv. You should be Chayiv Galus.
Yeah.
Kamash Malon, no, you don't. Because, yes, simple. Is that, it's saying is that, see, murder is a type of killing. Okay? What is murder? There's such a thing as killing, which means like Natilas Neshama, you're taking life. And then when you're taking like human life, human beings are important and Chashuv, or Jewish life, then that's Rizicha, that's murder. Right? So the saying is that, but it's like a subcategory of murder, of killing. The action of killing is such a thing as killing, is taking life. A certain type of force, I mean, killing is a certain type of an action. You have to, like, knock the life out of a thing, right? So that's the kind of an action. So, saying is that the teaching you is that the shgaga has to be on the killing itself. It's not enough for it to be a shgaga on the first thing was the Havminos had originally, the Havminos the shgaga is on the Avera. So I told you no. So the shkaga has to relate to the ritzicha also. It's not enough just that you're a shogig vis-a-vis the avera. You have to even be a ritzicha vis-a-vis the ritzicha. You have to be a shkaga vis-a-vis the ritzicha. Now what's saying is that not only do you have to be a shogig vis-a-vis the ritzicha, which is the murder of a human being, but you even have to be a shkaga on the mice of the killing. As the shkaga, murder is a subcategory of killing, of taking life, and it's his neshama. So what's saying is that the shkaga has to be on the Nishan, the Ntilas Neshama as well. On the killing as well. Prat le miskaven. I mean, if you intended to take life, then you're amazed on the killing, you're just a shogig on the Ritzicha. The fact that the killing is killing of a human being. So the saying is fun, but you partake of mazed because the killing was mazed. And you were doing an action of killing on purpose. It just that it was like the wrong person, the wrong object. But you were doing an action of killing. So it's teaching you that's lacking the shkaga. Because now the shkaga is vis-a-vis the murder, but it's not vis-a-vis the underlying framework or the underlying definition, more general definition of murder, which is this type of killing. So you are involved in killing. It's just not in the right type of person such that it's rendered murder. But when it comes to dropping, lowering a bucket, then you're shkaga on the killing altogether. You were doing an action lowering a bucket. You're not mazed at all on killing. You're totally shkaga on the very killing. So it's like it's extending, it's showing you the scope of the shkaga in like two steps. So there would be three possibilities. The original possibility is the shkaga has to be on the aveira of los irtzach. In which case, even Omer Mutter is shkaga. Then it's like, you know, you need to be a shogeg on the murder. On the narticha also. So it's not enough that it's a shkaga on the avera, but even on the murder. So therefore, if you did it omer mutter, but you were purposely killing a person, purposely murdering, then that's not considered shkaga either, because the shkaga has to be on the murder. Now it's saying, not only does it have to be shkaga on the murder, it has to be shkaga on the maisa of Ntilas Neshama, on that which murder is a subcase of. It has to be shkaga on the killing. And since you were intentionally killing, so therefore you're lacking in the din shkaga. And that's what the whole extra, you know, keeps saying. Bivlidas, Pavel Meskavin, means that's already a type of Meskavin. It partakes of his Karl Mazid, because you're Mazid vis-a-vis the one aspect, the underlying framework of an action of murder. It's true, it's different. It does become different when it becomes a person, because it's murder. But it still is the underlying nature of the, like, so to be mechanically, it's the same thing. You're taking life. You're inflicting a blow which removes life. It's the same action in that regard. It's although it has a different character when you're taking a human being who's chashuv, who's Yisrael. I mean, that's, you know, it's worse in that regard. But in terms of like the underlying like mechanical action when Tilas Neshama, it's the same action, and you're amazing on that action. So the thing is, that's kind of amazing.
There's killing. This thing is like the action of killing. Of taking life is the same action whether it's applied to an animal or to a person. It's like the mechanical inflicting of a blow that removes the life from a, you know, an organism, I don't know, whatever. Right, that's an action. Now, because a human being is important, Yisrael is important and chashuv. So when you do this blow, this action, when you do this action of Netilas Neshama to a person, it has a different character. It's called murder. Killing an animal and killing a person is, from a physical, mechanical standpoint, is the same thing. But because of the chashivas of a person, we call it murder. It's called resicha. So it's a different crime. It's a whole different type of an activity. But in terms of mechanically, it's the same action. I'm inflicting the fatal blow. So I was involved in inflicting the fatal blow. I was doing the Netilas Neshama. It just that it wasn't murder. So the murder is bishkaga, because I wasn't intending to do murder. I would have never done that. I don't do murder. I just kill animals, which is a totally different thing. But in terms of the action, the mechanical action that you were doing, you were killing. And you were hitting as hard as it takes to kill. So that's the bottom line sense of it. Is in terms of your, I think the point is, just in terms of, I guess, the philosophy of it, is why? Because you were trying to kill. And trying to kill is a deadly force. That's what Jonas pointed before. You're using deadly force. You're trying to kill. You're doing an action of killing. Now, when you do such an action, you got to be careful, because the same action which kills an animal kills a person. Now, all you have to do is slip and end up hitting the other guy or the other thing, and then you end up killing. So that action, the man's greater shmirah, when you kill under those conditions, it's karov mezid, because you're mezid vis-a-vis the mechanics of the thing, so to speak. And as vis-a-vis the mechanics of the thing, you're doing an action of Netilas Neshama. It's just that it's sort of a different object. Now, that object makes it a world of a difference in terms of a crime, because it's killing a human being, it's resicha, it's taking a human life, whatever, all that stuff. It's true. But, and therefore, the havmina was that, look, as long as you're doing resicha b'shkaga, so you're doing resicha b'shkaga, you are doing resicha b'shkaga. You are not killing, you're not murdering. That's not murder. Killing an animal is a murder. You're totally showing vis-a-vis murder. As opposed to Omer Mutter, where you were intentional vis-a-vis murder, just the showing vis-a-vis the law. But what the Pasuk is teaching you is that it's not enough to be a shkaga vis-a-vis murder, you must be a shkaga vis-a-vis Netilas Neshama, vis-a-vis killing, taking life, the mechanical action of killing. And if you're amazed on that, that's karav amazed. Because the underlying physical action which brings about murder is Netilas Neshama. It's almost like murder is Netilas Neshama. It's a combination. Netilas Neshama of Israel, of a person, of a Jewish person, you know? That's what murder is, Ritzicha is. So here you're amazed vis-a-vis Netilas Neshama. It's like the action is, the physical action is that Netilas Neshama, and the object is a human being, and when you combine those two together, that's called murder. So here you're amazed on the mechanical action of Netilas Neshama. You're just a shogeg on the human being, and thereby on the shogeg on the character of Ritzicha. But it's teaching you that in order to be go to Golas, you have to be shkaga even on the killing. That's Gzeres Gassav. And again, the Tama Davar is because they say, if otherwise, it's like, you know, that type of thing commands greater shmira, and that makes you karov mezid. Because you're involved, you're amazed on one component. All you need is to accidentally change the person, change the object, and then you're sayach. So that's already partaking of amazing. You're partaking of amazing. You're playing with fire. When you're hunting, and you think about it, when you're hunting, what are you doing? You're killing. Now, yeah, it's true, I'm hunting deer, I'm not hunting a person. Yeah, but it's the same exact action. It's the same shot. It's going to kill a deer, it's going to kill a person. It's just an accidental difference. Now, that accidental difference is a world of a difference. Sort of. I mean, mechanically it isn't, just in terms of the world of crime it is, because the chashivas of a person. So the three steps go, two steps go smoothly in the Gemara. It's exploring, and the Torah is teaching you the extent of where the Din Shkag has to be. Not only in the Maisa Aveira, but even in the Din Ritzicha, and not only in the Din Ritzicha, even in the Netilas Neshama, the underlying Maisa of killing. Sticky point, I think, is the guy. I mean, like, are we saying that it's not murder when it's a guy? I mean, it's a good question. Yeah, right. There's an Havmina saying, yeah, you'd go to, or no, the Maskana. Oh, yeah, the Havmina. Havmina, you wouldn't go to Golas for doing the guy because you weren't trying to do murder. But I would have defined murder as killing a human being.
Yeah, it's one thing to say
halachically
it's not murder.
Yeah, it's one thing to say halachically it's not ritzicha, it's not the law of ritzicha, but now we're saying it's using murder. I could see killing a nefel because he's not really alive. He lacks as a life, so say that's not murder. But by goy, he's alive, so yeah, I'm trying to do murder.
It's easier to kill a nefel.
Yeah, it's easier to kill him, right, it's a different action. But here, I'm doing ritzicha, if you kill a guy, it's not ritzicha.
Yeah.
So, and that's a good question. It's a little tricky.
You know? But maybe we can think about that problem. But that's the sticky point, which I'm kind of ignoring, you know, glossing over. Let's see if we can answer that question. But if not, or either way, the next thing I'd like to do is to move to the next part of the Gemara. And the next part of the Gemara has this case of the corner. It's a little tricky. It's like if you kill around the corner, then you're not chayiv. It's not clear what that means. That's a part of the mystery here is to figure out the facts. So I think we got a few resources. You have Rashi, you have Reina Hananel, you have the Rambam, you have the Ritva. Okay? And I think there are at least two different Pshatim if you put them all together. Maybe more. Okay? It's just hard to figure out. They're hard to figure out. So I think, yeah, sometimes when you can't figure out Pshat, you have to use all your resources to try to work out, you know? Some of the, you know, but that's part of learning, is figuring out the facts, you know? So, I mean, it's a combination of figuring out the facts and then trying to go as far. But it's a little bit of a workout to figure out exactly the facts, what the case is. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so we'll work on that. Okay, hopefully we'll do it tomorrow.